This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day book guru Karen Grigsby Bates shares some novel ideas for last-minute gifts. First, more than 500 of Colombia's paramilitary fighters surrendered their weapons over the weekend, the latest participants in the government's disarmament campaign. There are about 15,000 of these paramilitary fighters in the country. They've helped the government fight a leftist insurgency, but in the process, it's the paramilitaries who've committed most of the war's civilian massacres. Now, President Alvaro Uribe's government is trying to raise about $150 million from international donors to help these disarmed fighters rejoin civil society. But as Chip Mitchell reports from Colombia, the government's record doesn't make it an easy sell.
A dozen men have placed bets around a domino table in a dingy plaza of Comuna 1, a Medellin district so humble it has only a number for a name. Many of the gamblers belong to a paramilitary group led by Diego Fernando Morillo, also known as Don Berna. He's wanted by the United States on charges of exporting cocaine. A few feet away, two teenage boys have been standing guard all day. They're paramilitaries, too, among legions helping Don Berna control Medellin, from its drug dealing to its gas smuggling, from liquor stores to taxis, buses, and public contractors. The government says it demobilized his group a year ago. Two blocks from the plaza, a 25-year-old woman hunches over a sewing machine, assembling counterfeit Reebok sneakers. Don Berna's people come by every week to collect money from her shop. Such extortion is known here as vaccination. Most homeowners and businesses in Comuna 1 have no choice but to pay it.
Son los mismos de antes.
The paramilitaries are the same as before the demobilization. People are afraid to go to the park, even to church.
And police look the other way, she says, even as the paramilitaries recruit girls into prostitution. Susan Lee directs the Americas program of Amnesty International. She says the 860 men who turned in weapons in Medellin were part of a show.
For example, some of those who were presented as paramilitary members to be demobilized turned out to be common criminals and were included in the demobilization process. And on the other hand, the people who were paramilitary members continue to commit very, very serious human rights violations in Medellin.
But the city's peace and reconciliation director, Gustavo Villegas, says that's missing the point. In urban areas, he says, Colombia's war feeds off youth gangs and other delinquents. They arm themselves and eventually link to guerrillas or paramilitaries. So even if last year's demobilization didn't dismantle Don Berna's group, Villegas says it was still wise to collect the weapons and provide the young men with counseling, education, and jobs. He notes that Medellin homicides are down by almost 50% this year. But there's another explanation for the relative calm. Don Berna's group has driven away rivals and entrenched itself. Jesus Balbin directs the urban conflict program of a Medellin nonprofit called the Popular Training Institute. He says the city's experience shows what's in store for the rest of the country.
All this illegal activity is going to be institutionalized.
The government is promising to disarm 11 more paramilitary units by the end of the year. The largest is a 1,400-member group in Norte de Santander, a province notorious for drug crops and massacres. Juan Manuel Corzo is a conservative senator from its capital. He's worried for the paramilitaries. He says government sensitivity training around the country won't protect them from bloody reprisals. And while the government is planning to hire them to eradicate coca crops, the $140 monthly salary is just half of what many earned as fighters. For funding, President Uribe's government won tentative support from the European Union. But the United States has committed less than $4 million for demobilizations next year. The Patriot Act bans aid to terrorists, and that's how the State Department classifies the paramilitaries. And some officials worry that demobilization accords will protect the likes of Don Berna from extradition on drug trafficking charges. Humanitarian groups raise another concern. Renan Darío López Gallón of the Italian-based International Committee for Popular Development warns warns that paramilitaries will have no trouble replenishing their ranks as long as millions of Colombians lack decent jobs. The men who run Medellin's Comuna 1 are proving that point. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell.